It's Wednesday, November 10th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern reports that a mob of 50 radical Hindus attacked 14 Christian households in India's Chhattisgarh state. The mob's goal was to make Matapal village a Christian-free village. The mob savagely beat the Christians, including women and children, and left 9 seriously injured. A report by the United Christian Forum found that Hindus carried out 300 attacks on Christians across India during the first 9 months of 2021. This year is on track to become India's worst year on record for Christian persecution. On Monday, the U.S. lifted its international travel ban for travelers who have gotten a COVID shot. The travel ban from last year applied to 33 countries, including Britain, South Africa, Brazil, and much of Europe. Business travelers report their readiness to get back to in-person meetings despite the convenience of communications technology. On Saturday, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocked the Biden administration's COVID shot mandate for private businesses. The court cited, quote, grave statutory and constitutional issues, end quote, with the mandate. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration officially announced the mandate last Thursday and did not offer a period of public input. Since then, many organizations have filed suit. The Daily Wire, a conservative news outlet, filed a petition minutes after the announcement. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing multiple religious groups against the mandate, and 11 Republican-led states have joined the suit. Last week, voters in Maine voted to pass the nation's first so-called Right to Food constitutional amendment. The referendum asked if voters wanted this language added to the state's constitution. Quote, all individuals have a natural, inherent, and unalienable right to grow, raise, harvest, produce, and consume the food of their own choosing for their own nourishment, sustenance, bodily health, and well-being, end quote. Campaign supporters want to take back control of the food supply from big corporations so that local communities can be more involved. Psalm 145, verses 15 and 16 says, the eyes of all look expectantly to the Lord, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. A new survey from Lifeway Research found that most Protestant churches have returned to in-person services. 98% of Protestant pastors reported their church met in person in August. However, attendance is down significantly compared with last year. Only 13% of churches reported attendance levels of 90 to 100% of their pre-COVID attendance. But 9% of churches reported growth in attendance since the pandemic. On Monday, the City Council of Anson, Texas, voted unanimously to pass a sanctuary city for the unborn ordinance. Anson is now the 42nd city in the U.S. and the 38th in Texas to pass an abortion ban. The ordinance provides an immediate private enforcement, which allows relatives of any baby killed in abortion to sue abortionists and those who help them. A USA Today Suffolk University poll found that President Joe Biden's approval rating sank to a new low of 38%. 64% of Americans say they do not want Biden to run for a second term in 2024, including 28% of Democrats. If a midterm election were held today, respondents said they would vote for a Republican congressional candidate over a Democrat one by 46 to 38%. And finally, the Asturian Center in Spain's capital of Madrid presented the first translation of the Bible into Asturian last month. As of 2018, 200,000 people spoke Asturian, mostly in the Spanish regions of Asturias, Leon, and Cantabria, as well as in Portugal. The effort to translate the Bible into Asturian was a work of 30 years. The coordinator of translations of the Bible Society said they want the translation to, quote, be the reference text in both the ecclesiastical and civil spheres, end quote. Micah 4, verse 2 says, many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, November 10th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app to Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.